Thank you. Very nice. So we're going to do two more things, and then we're going to have the oddity. Right now, I want to finish up my last little reading, what the Sudama, after he came home and he saw that his house was transformed, and he got all this benediction from Krishna. So here's was his thought. Sudama was thinking, I have always been poor. Certainly the only possible way that such an unfortunate person as myself could become suddenly rich is that Lord Krishna, the supremely opulent chief of the Yadu dynasty, has glanced upon me. After all, my friend Krishna, the most exalted of the Dasharas and the enjoyer of unlimited wealth, noticed that I secretly intended to beg from him. Thus, even though he said nothing about it when I stood before him, he actually bestowed upon me the most abundant riches. In this way, he acted just like a merciful rain cloud. The Lord considers even his greatest benedictions to be insignificant, while he magnifies even a small service rendered to him by his well-wishing devotee. Now, there's a term for this. Bhava Grahi Janardana. Can everyone say that? Bhava Grahi Janardana. Which means, and we've been mentioning it throughout this evening, even a little bit of service sincerely offered to Krishna, Krishna takes it as very, very special. Krishna always sees the bright side. And if there's any little spark of devotion, that outweighs everything else that may be negative or bad. So this is one reason why I like Krishna consciousness. It's very positive. That even, yeah, and this is mentioned in Bhagavad Gita, swalpam apyasya dharmasya. Swalpam, the word swalpam means very, very, even a little bit can have a big effect. Even a little bit. So always remember that. Even a little bit of devotion can go long and can save you at the most critical time. Ajamil, who had led a very sinful life, at the end, not even crying out to God, but calling for his son. But what was the son's name? Narayan. Bhavagrahi Janardan. What did Narayan say? Oh, he's calling my name. I have to go save him. He wasn't calling Narayan. He was calling his son, but the Lord took the bright side. Oh, he's calling. Go save Ajamil. That's our Lord. Even a little bit can go so far. Sudama continues, thus, with pleasure, the Supreme Soul, Krishna, accepted a single palmful of flat rice I brought him. The Lord is supremely compassionate and is the reservoir of all transcendental qualities. So now, this last thing that Sudama says, I think we should all pray. Please repeat. Life after life, may I serve Krishna with love, friendship, and sympathy. And may I cultivate such firm attachment for him. And this confirmed what you just said. By the precious association of his devotees. Krishna spoke through you. See? Confirmed. Sudama confirms. Very good. To a devotee who lacks spiritual insight, the Supreme Lord will not grant the wonderful opulences of this worldly kingly power and material assets. Indeed, in his infinite wisdom, the unborn Lord well knows how the intoxication of pride can cause the fall down of the wealthy. So, in English, we have this expression, pride comes before the fall. So this is something we all, every one of us, be careful, be careful, be careful. That's why Lord Chaitanya instructs his followers, around your neck for constant remembrance, Trinadapi Sunichena, keep yourself humble. How humble? Think of myself lower than the blade of grass. Just like Navin. Navin is going to be a famous football star. He's going to be the first Indian Hall of Famer in the Football Hall of Fame, I predict. So Navin, you know on the football field, when they tee up the football, right? It's on the grass. And those big 300-pound people, football players, they're running up and down that field. And I'm supposed to think of myself underneath that blade of grass where the football is kicked. So as a football player, this is good meditation. Trinadapi. I have to be lower than... Wow. Then, Taror Ivasahishtuna. More tolerant than a tree. Those of us who have children, especially the ladies, when the child was coming out, you had to tolerate so much. And when the child is growing up, you have to tolerate so much. Do you not? Huh? And then the wives have to tolerate the husbands so much. So anyone who's married and has children, you learn tolerance. Immense tolerance. You're forced to learn it. So Lord Chaitanya said, be more tolerant than a tree. And don't think and don't expect why nobody is paying attention to me. No. And always, like Krishna, glorify even the littlest quality in others. Always find something good in everyone. Find some good quality. If you can do this, Lord Chaitanya said, then you won't fall down to pride. And you'll be able to chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Hare Rama. Whatever you want to do, as you like. Close to the mic.